last month has been totally disrupted for kids playing basketball.
You were at my practice last night.
Hi, I'm Coach Tom Newell, and we welcome you to Family Sports Life Today. We're bringing together parents and coaches and athletes to talk about having a better sports experience, better family connections, and in general, a better sports life for our children.
And I'm Coach Guy Perry, and whether we're talking about elementary, middle school, or high school sports, whether you're an experienced coach or just getting involved with your kids' team, Family Sports Life Today is the place to talk about sports and learn. Today our topic is post-holiday break. We'll talk about the challenges coaches, parents, and players face returning from a holiday break, or since we've just experienced a sizable snowstorm here in Seattle, the discussion may also apply to where you live when stormy weather alters school schedules.
Well, one of the issues that really comes to mind during the winter for me is when kids have a break from elementary school, middle school, and high school, there's this tendency of, well, I'm on vacation. I don't need to practice. And so at the elementary level, parents have already made vacation plans to take the family, perhaps snowboarding, skiing, or maybe to an idyllic spot in Hawaii or some other sunny area. And so for the 1 week or 2 weeks that the kids have been practicing, they end up, now all of a sudden there's this interruption, okay? And so the learning and the repetition of developing skills immediately stops. The engine's turned off and it's parked. And so the elementary student and the middle student, for the most part, cease learning, and their biomechanics and comfortability with learning this physical skill, basketball, is impaired until
they
come back.
And the habits that they're developing are now in reverse a little bit.
Exactly, exactly. And when you say reverse, then that means that you're taking two steps backwards and you're not going forward,
mm-hmm.
because you have to go back and revisit things that you had worked on before, ball handling and passing, to the least practice skills at all levels of basketball, elementary through professional, today. And so now you have that problem in trying to prepare when you come back from the vacations. Okay, we've got a game in January 4th, January 5th. Okay, so the coach, the volunteer coach, looks at it and he goes, gosh, I hope my kids are practicing. Because usually the volunteer coach has his own child that he's coaching or she's coaching.
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing, I guarantee you. They find gym time, okay? But it's those other kids that don't. So now you fast forward and you don't have practice time. You find out there's no individual time that the kids have for working on the ball handling or making layups, all right? And now the game comes around, and the parents are there, and the kid's pretty excited because it means that Mrs. So-and-so is bringing snacks to this game, and she's pretty good because she brings the, you know, the Rice Krispies that's got a little bit of chocolate in the middle,
mm-hmm.
No peanuts, and so now, you know, he or she's happy because they got their Gatorade bottle. And there's a new flavor out by Gatorade, by the way. And so they want to be sure they have it and their teammate doesn't. So it's pretty exciting going into the game. The child hasn't even thought about defense, okay? And quite frankly, may have even forgotten to bring their shoes to the game, all right? But didn't forget the Gatorade and didn't forget the uniform.
The really important stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course, Dad is, you know, asking his wife, "Where are the keys? Do you know where the keys are? We've got to go." And she's like, "Did you not drive your car last night?" Yeah, but they were right here. I know they're here. Well, do you know where they are? We got a game. We got to go to a game. Little Mary or Jimmy's going, "Can you hurry up? I'm going to be late. If I'm late, I'm going to have to run laps. I don't get it. Why can't we be ready? We're always late. We're always last ones to the game. The coach always singles me out. I'm tired of it. I hate basketball. I hate it." So you know, Dad finds the keys he left them in his pants where they were the night before. He didn't check those. He thought he put them on the counter. So they go to the game, and now Mom and Dad are there. Dad's got his tall single decaf, you know, without. And the ball's thrown up. His child's out there. And the first thing that happens is his daughter or son shoots an air ball. And this is elementary and middle school. And now all of a sudden, the game still has another 29 minutes. And he's got to endure, you know, the thought that, God, will they ever hit a shot? Will they hit the rim on the next one? And so the child is thinking, God, I can't believe I missed it that bad. But so you have this problem going on between, you know, parent and child. One is competing. The other one is, you know, embarrassed. And even the child that's on the bench, you know, isn't even watching the game. They're talking about, you know, well, what are you going to do after the game? Are you going to go to McDonald's or Dairy Queen? I don't know. You want to come over to my house and have lunch? Yeah, we can do that. And so all these things are going on in the elementary and middle school guy. And you end up having a coach who is so prepared. He's got his clipboard, okay, and his polo shirt, and he's ready to, you know, to coach the kids. But the kids aren't there, you know, and they haven't been. And I'm just talking about they've been on vacation, okay? Well, now, the last 2 weeks, we've had school canceled, and we've had practices canceled because of the weather.
But the expectations remain the same from the parents' side.
Exactly. Exactly. And uniform? That was a month ago that we had the uniform on. Do you think Mom knows in that pile what the uniform is?
No.
When the child comes up, 15 minutes before they go, hey, Mom, have you washed my uniform yet?
How many discussions like that do they have all over the country on Saturday morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Imagine. You know, no, the best one is, hey, Mom, where are my socks? And then Mom goes, I don't know. Didn't you wear them last? So, you know, it's such a, and I know, you know, after having three children go through youth sports, I can relate to every one of these scenarios, all right, and issues with tissues, okay, and situations. But, you know, it's Americana, you know, that's what happens seasonally, okay? What amazed me is that baseball, I don't think they ever lose a ball or a mitt because they go together and they're part of one, you know, and so the mitt is always, you can always find the mitt in the ball, all right? And as far as the baseball shoes, well, they never get lost in the house because Mom won't let you bring the cleats in. So they stay out in the garage, you know, with the soccer shoes and what have you. So what I'm saying here is that we got to help parents understand where their kids are, all right, and understanding the thought process when it comes to vacation, that they literally, all right, are turned out, turned off, don't want to read a book, all right, would rather be on instant messaging, watch DVDs, you know, or do something else unrelated to a required, I'm playing basketball, I'm playing soccer, you had to sign me up for this, because they don't want to do it. The proverbial excuse is, I'm tired, or I don't feel well, or do I have to? And then therein lies the problem, because now the kids have a built-in excuse. So my dissertation. You take it from here, Ollie.
My kid tells me that he's tired. I go, you're 10. I'm over 50. I'm the one that's tired.
Yeah.
The expectations that coaches have coming out of a holiday season. I mean, they're, you know, like you were talking about, they're well prepared. They got the clipboard, polo shirt. That's pretty impressive. But they come out and they're ready. They got the drill. They got the pregame. They've got the plays ready to go, and nothing that they envision happens the way it's supposed to or closely to it. I mean, if you're going to run a play in the fourth or fifth grade, you'll be lucky if you have success one time if they're prepared. Let alone coming from a vacation or time off standpoint, where what should a coach focus on coming out of that, you know, you have one practice before a game, but before that practice you had 2 weeks off because of the holidays and then the 1 week off because of, you know, the snow problems and, you know, because you live in the Midwest.
Well, I'm a little different when it comes to that. I'd probably have a pizza party the night before, or two nights before, and then a sleepover at my place the night before, so I know that they're all going to get their rest, that I have control over the TV, the DVDs, the cell phones, and the PCs. And so in that model, then I know that the next morning when my wife says, you will make the pancakes, I can get the kids start to think about basketball. Okay, now is that controlling? Oh yeah, absolutely. I want to make sure that I know that all my players are going to be at the gym at the same time, ready to go, and at least, I know that they all have their shoes and uniforms.
And they'll be engaged in the activity. You're setting them up to succeed.
Absolutely. I really don't care about the outcome of the score. All right. I mean, if we're talking third, fourth, fifth graders. Okay. Come on. You know. I mean, really. You know, they're, if they only practice once a week, for an hour and a half, then they play in a game for an hour. They play two games mm-hmm. on a weekend. You know. I mean, the basketball was really developed for adults. Okay. It really is nothing more than an activity centered around mistakes. I mean, when you really analyze it and break it down, okay, there's nothing perfect about the game of basketball at any level. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen, okay? And so the only thing that's a non-variable that is perfect is effort, because that's something each participant, each player has control over. So if that's the foundation, if that's the premise for participating in that activity, then there will be measured success, because you always gauge, you know, one's activity by their effort, and what they put into it is what they're going to get out of it.
Helping them to succeed, to participate in the activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 But see, the problem is that between the ages of 7 and 14, parents are signing up, enrolling, and registering their kids in activities, and, you know, they're going to be on a team, okay, and as soon as a parent makes that decision to be on a team, guess what? The kid gets to choose the shoes. No, I'm not getting the big five, $29.95, Mom, okay? I have to have Air Jordans, okay? And so therein, and as far as basketball is concerned, therein lies the first issue, okay? Equipment.
Well, it could be worse. They could be going the Air Jordans off of eBay from 1986 that I want you to bid on, Mom, for $380.
Oh yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah, and then the laces are separate. So anyway, getting back to the coaches, I think that any volunteer youth parent coach has been faced with the dilemma of not being able to have all his players or her players at practice. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, they're passing out pizza, uniforms, okay, or there's going to be a scrimmage that involves parents. That's the only time that you will have full participation, okay, for practice. Because there are other siblings involved with teammates, and they have other activities, and so, you know, kids aren't going to always have, you know, the inclination nor the conscience to force their parent or parents to take them to practice, you know.
The parents are going to overcommit, which means an undercommitment.
Yeah, right. And in some cases, you have kids that are playing multiple sports at mm-hmm. the same time. You know, I knew a kid that was swimming and playing soccer and playing basketball at the same time. Training for swimming, because she was going to swim in the spring, all right, so she had to swim three times a week. And then she had soccer practice after school. She'd come to soccer from soccer practice, didn't have anything to eat, and there'd be a tremendous meltdown when she'd come to my practice. And this was when I was coaching my daughter's team. Now, that was a Kodak moment, okay, to see a young girl that just is exhausted, mentally and physically exhausted, did not want to be there, and hasn't had a snack or eaten anything, and what to do. How does she, you know, relate to the problems that are going to happen, which is nothing but mistakes. And it was just, it was one of those situations where we ran a drill, and just a simple three-man up and down fast break drill, and she couldn't catch the ball. And then she just, she was crushed because she could not catch the ball. So it ended up where she cried, and she ended up, you know, off to the sidelines there. And so I took a water break, and I went over to her, and I said, "Are you all right, Michelle?" And she goes, "No, Coach Tom, I'm so tired. I haven't eaten anything. You know, I practiced this morning swimming for an hour from 5 to 6, and then I had breakfast, and I went to school, and then I had lunch, and then afterwards I had soccer. I'm on select soccer. And then I came here to basketball practice. I didn't have anything to eat because we were late. It was cold outside. I'm tired." And I'm just hearing it all. And I'm going, "I'm tired just listening. You know, you're right. Yeah, you know, you have every reason to be upset."
Plus, and she's got to go home and do homework.
Exactly. And she better do it. So I talked to the mom about it. And she shared with me that they were late, you know, but, you know, she made a commitment. And I said, "No, you made the commitment." Okay, we got to get this, you know. In other words, at that time, I said that any activity that your child is involved in or with, okay, it has to be their choice. Okay, you have to include them. You don't, you know, dictate that
exactly.
This is what you're going to do, because then I guarantee you they will have a bad experience.
And there's a lot of that going on.
Absolutely. I mean, the late Mr. Rogers, even if he were a coach, okay, he would not take kids if they didn't want to be there, all right? Now, that's the best model. And Big Bird, if Big Bird was a coach, okay, Big Bird wouldn't take kids if they didn't want to be there. And so we got to give our parents an opportunity to understand that their behavior and influence in their kids' participation in sports has everything to do to set them up to fail or succeed. But I say fail first. Because in most cases, going back to what we started with, vacations, storm days, no practice, no commitment, no discipline, no repetitions, perfect storm for unhappiness, mistakes, okay, and I hate this sport, I want to quit. All right, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to recap. Okay, guys, so now we understand why our kids look bad. All right, in their games, once they come back from vacation, okay, related to winter basketball, and only having a couple practices under their belt, and then school's out, the mind stops, the physical repetition of the activity stops, and then you add another couple weeks of inclement weather, you know, and now you got a problem. So...
kids severely distracted.
Oh, boy. There's, you know, Mrs. Harris's Rice Chocolate Krispies are not going to be enough to take the pain away of how dad's look or mom's look is in questions. Is, well, why did you shoot so many air balls and make mistakes? So hopefully this will ease the pain, the mental pain that, and the anguish that the parents are feeling right now as they watch their kids pick up the activity again. And then they can help their kids, too. Thanks for joining us. If folks listening have a question or comment on this or any other Family Sports Life Today episode, please give us a call, and we'll try to use this in the future. We're at 206-202-6224. That's 206-20-COACH.
And please visit our website, FamilySportsLifeToday.com. You can listen to this program online or subscribe and download to your iPod or other MP3 players. We have information and resources there for parents, coaches, and kids.
Thanks again for listening, and take care. Have a great day.